Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Head coach Gary Kubiak recently took questions from the media about the game upcoming with Tennessee and many other things, including the health of wide receiver Jacoby Jones.
Kobe out here today?
No, John, his calf's bothering him. We've got some pretty good swelling in it, so we kept him inside and working him, and probably day-to-day right now.
So there's a chance he might not play?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go that far yet. Let me get to Thursday and see, but he's got some swelling and kind of still an evaluation process right now, but I told him to keep him in today.
You said Casey made it through yesterday, today, that you thought he'd
be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine, John. He took all the practice yesterday and today, and if there's no setbacks, he should be ready to go.
What do you think about Mario in two primetime games having 6.5 sacks?
Really?
How do you
I'm all for it. How do I account for it? Hopefully he likes primetime games, so this will be a big one. So he's been playing well, John. I know his sack numbers aren't big. What did he have? Four. But he's been getting some pressure on the quarterback, and he's played well this year, and I think he's back to 100% healthy. I think last week helped him, so obviously we need him playing at a high level for us to move forward.
Do you think he turns it up a level when he's in the national TV camera?
Well, I think he plays hard all the time. I mean, he's an effort player. Obviously, he's made some big plays in some of those situations, so hopefully it continues.
Gary, if Jacoby's limited or can't go, what are your plans as far as
Well, that? Obviously, Glenn, you know, Glenn's a guy, Mark, because he can return punts and do everything. So, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll see how far Jacoby can come. We got a long way to go. You know, our week hadn't even started yet, really.
Do you know what happened to him exactly?
You know what? No, we know what happened in the game. When he came out Tuesday and practiced and was able to practice last Tuesday, we thought he was okay. And, you know, whether it was getting on a plane and going home or whatever, you know, something happened over the course of those few days that caused his calf to swell. And he was in contact with us. He let us know. And it just kind of really got worse the last couple of days. So, you know, we'll sit here and hope for the best.
Do you have any plans for Chris Henry at all? Anything new going on with him? Or is it still?
No, not right now. I mean, I think we picked up Arian's reps a little bit today, got him a look. So there's, you know, we have some questions there, possibly making a move with him and getting him involved, but we have to see. I think if we've made a move with one or the other right now, it would probably be Arian.
Are you still in the decision-making mode as far as your running back situation?
Yeah, we worked them all today, and that includes Arian. So we're working four guys, and like I said, we're kind of messing with a little rotation here as a staff, but, you know, they're all going to play.
You wouldn't have four backs active, would you?
They're playing special teams, John. I'm not opposed to doing it.
Could you take a young guy like that and put him on special teams?
Who's that?
Foster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's capable of doing that.
What do you like about Foster?
Yeah. He played well on special teams in the preseason, you know. So I'll go back and look at this practice. He got a lot of reps at practice today. We'll see how he handles himself.
What do you think about last year Slayton and Chris Johnson were two really good running backs? Johnson's taking his game to another level. Steve's falling off. This would be a big game for him to turn around, wouldn't it, if he gets up?
Well, I think the next 7 weeks are important to Steve, not just 1 week, John. I mean, in year two has been a lot tougher than year one for him. And but one thing about Steve that's been constant, his work habits haven't changed. The way he goes about his business hasn't changed. He's given us everything he has. He just needs to clean up hanging on the ball. And for us to, you know, to play well in the next 7 weeks, Steve will have to be a big part of that. So I know I'm counting on him, and I know his teammates are too.
What do you think it is about Finnegan that brings out the beast in Andre?
Well, I think Andre plays big all the time, you know, but they obviously have a heck of a competition going. You're talking about a Pro Bowl corner and a Pro Bowl receiver, and they see each other twice a year, so naturally, you know, very competitive between the two of them.
Are you surprised when you see Andre pointing and yelling and screaming at him? You never seen him doing that with anybody else?
I didn't see him pointing and screaming at him.
Yeah. He won't tell us what he says.
Go ahead. Have you made a decision about if Steve will start on Monday or
Tuesday? No, I haven't. Like I said, I'll get them all ready to go, and we'll see.
Any other health issues, upgrade or downgrade?
No, we're good. Cushing practice, so that's positive. You know, like I said, Mario's fine. Everybody's okay except Jacoby. Barber's coming along. Barber's made a lot of progress in the last 2 days, so I think he'll still be day-to-day as we go through the week.
In all your years, Gary, Monday night special for you as a coach when you were playing, coaching, or here as head coach?
Yeah, I mean, they're always, they're big games, Mark. Obviously, it's the only game in town when you get to that day. It changes your routine as players and everything. So, the thing we got to do is be ready to go Monday. I mean, Tuesday. We got a long week ahead of us, so we'll get in our normal routine come Thursday and need to be as good as we can be Monday night to find a way to win.
With 2006.
I got a lot of questions today.
Sorry, you only hold a mill tomorrow.
Go ahead.
In 2006, when Vince ran for that touchdown, and it was so loud. What did you think about that at the time when you were walking off the field? Your home stadium.
That was tough. I mean, we got beat by a great player making a great play, and it was a hell of a football game. I remember, but we didn't make the play at the end. They did. So. But we get a chance to go do it again this week. So I'm looking forward to it.